This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was safe after what the FBI said appeared to be an assassination attempt Sunday while he was golfing on his course in Florida's West Palm Beach. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly.
Law enforcement officials said the gunman was in some bushes near the property line of the golf course when Secret Service agents who were clearing holes ahead of Trump spotted a rifle barrel in the bushes. Secret Service agents fired shots and the suspect fled in a black Nissan car. A witness managed to take a photo of the car and license plate, law enforcement said. Sheriff's deputies in the neighboring county were able to make an arrest after authorities sent an alert to statewide agencies. A person was in custody, said Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw. Trump was injured in an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania on July 13th, raising questions about protection for candidates just months ahead of the November 5th election.
Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis on Sunday claimed responsibility for striking central Israel with a missile for the first time. Houthis have fired missiles and drones at southern Israel repeatedly, and what they say is solidarity with the Palestinians since the Gaza war began. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saraya said the group struck with a new hypersonic ballistic missile on Sunday that traveled nearly 1,300 miles in just 11 and a half minutes. Saraya said Israel should expect more strikes in the future, quote, as we approach the first anniversary of the October 7th operation, referring to when Hamas militants launched a bloody attack in southern Israel that triggered the latest conflict in Gaza.
Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. Ukrainian officials say two people have died in a missile attack on the Black Sea port of Odessa. This came as Moscow